Peter Jacobson is the chairman of the World Champions Cup. It's a competition that will debut on the Champions Tour. It'll air on ESPN and ABC December 8th through 10th. It's a unique competition. It's featuring Champions Tour players, three different teams. Team USA, captained by Jim Furyk. Team Europe, captained by Darren Clark. And Team International, captained by Ernie Els. And they're starting to announce some of the players that are qualifying for each of those teams. We talked to Peter today about his role as chairman, about the coming together of this event, what it means for him to get it first presented this year in Florida at Concession, and then what he's thinking about for the future of the event. So enjoy this conversation with Peter Jacobson.
Thanks for hopping on. So can you kind of give me an idea of how your involvement as chairman came together with World Champions Cup in the first place?
This is an event that my good friend Charlie Besser, who's the president of Intersport, Charlie and I have talked about this for 4 or 5 years. I was fortunate enough to be on two Ryder Cup teams for the U.S., and I loved my time with my 11 other teammates and my captain. I just loved that. And I've always thought that when I turn 50, I'm 69 now, so I won't be playing, but I wanted to see if we could put together a competition, much like the Ryder Cup, President's Cup, Solheim Cup, but involve all the players on the Champions Tour and where they represent their countries. So we put this together, the U.S. versus Europe versus International. And because I couldn't play, Charlie so graciously asked me to be the chairman. So my role really has been behind the scenes, helping to keep the ball rolling with the players and the teams and the captains. And it's a role that I've really enjoyed. I've never been a Ryder Cup captain or a President's Cup captain or assistant captain, any of that. But this is kind of that role behind the scenes, working on behalf of both sides, the management and also the players.
How did your peers, how did PGA Tour Champions players feel when you got what was the reception of, hey, we're doing this. This is the idea, and it's really come to fruition.
Absolute excitement. I've been talking to Jim and Ernie and Darren about the captaincy for 2-3 years. And every time I saw them, they would say to me, hey, what's the status? Where are we? How are we doing? So it's been a long road, a tough road, but we are here. We're at the starting gate now, 60 days out. So we're very excited. And the players on the Champions Tour that know all about it, know they have a chance to play, they are excited. They talk about it. Obviously, we've got the Charles Schwab Cup year coming to an end. Steve yep. Stricker is in complete control. But the players all want to be able to have a chance to play in the World Champions Cup and represent their country.
You guys are starting to kind of name players that are being a part of each competition. How were they approached, and what's kind of their expectation for the competition itself and their role in and in promoting it?
I think that's up to them. The captains are the ones that are in charge of the selection process. I'm involved as well from the chairman's position, but the players are all able to promote it as they wish or not promote it, however they want to approach it. That's our job. That's the organizing committee's job. And I will say that the captains, Ernie Els, Darren Clark, and Jim Furyk, have taken a major role in helping us to promote the event. Every time we've asked them to step forward to do a press conference or to do an interview, they've done it. So my whole goal on this was to make this the Champions Tour players' own event. This is, I think you hear a lot of the disgruntled players behind the scenes when they talk about the European Tour or the PGA of America, all those things kind of bubble under the surface. This is an event that I want the Champions Tour players to embrace and literally have it feel like it's their own.
Having a three-team lineup is obviously kind of brings together two different concepts, President's Cup, three Solheim and Ryder Cup. The nine-hole match concept really seems interesting to me. Is that as much around trying to just make sure it all kind of fits together logistically, as it is also creating a different format for something people have kind of come to love, which is team match play.
Yeah, you got it. It's exactly right. When Charlie Besser and I put this together, I sat down one day with a big pad of paper and I thought, how can these three teams play together? And I scratched out a format to where it's going to be metal play. So if Ernie, Jim, and Darren play the first hole, and Ernie makes a three, Darren makes a four, and Jim makes a five, Ernie gets a point from Darren and he gets a point from Jim. So he walks off the first hole with 2 points for the international. Since Darren made four and Jim made five, he gets a point. So it's a round robin. International's playing Europe and international's playing USA, vice versa, all the way through. So there's all three teams competing. So each hole ideally is worth a point for each team should they win the match. And that way, everybody's going to play every hole. Nobody's going to walk in and lose a match 2-1 or 3-2. And I think it's going to be great for the fans because the fans will be able to watch 9 holes instead of having to spread out over 18, which, as you know, can be a pretty good haul. And it's going to allow us to have unique best ball and Scotch foursome, where we'll have 6 players in one grouping. Oh, cool. And it's going to be fun. The players want to win. There's no question. This is not an exhibition. But speaking as a Champions Tour player, a former Champions Tour player, we all know each other. We've grown up in this game together. Furyk and Els and Clark, to name those three, they're like brothers from different mothers. They've played together in international competitions and individual major championships and tournaments for their 30 years. So they all know each other. They love each other. They appreciate each other, but they want to kick each other's ass. So it's going to be that friendly type of competition that you're going to see the fire.
Do you think there's any nuanced difference between how someone like Darren Clark and someone like Ernie Els sees captaining a team competition like this, because they have somewhat different experiences in captaining, being the President's Cup and Ryder Cup are their own things. They're slightly different.
Well, the one thing that I do know, when you're, again, I was never a captain or a vice captain, but in speaking with captains, they make it their own. I remember when Paul Azinger, famously, when he put together his Navy SEAL pod system, mm-hmm. he made that his own, and he was very successful. Other captains have just kind of let things happen the way they happen. So I think you'd probably it might be an interesting study to check in with the captains from over the years, Watson and Lanny Watkins and Raymond Floyd and Hal Sutton for the U.S. and Darren Clark and Langer and Luke Donald from Europe and Ernie and Nick Price from international, how they approached it. I think it will be interesting for me to see how each captain prepares each team, because being the chairman, obviously I have an unbiased role, but I will be I'll be checking in on each of the teams, and my role will be as an advisor and hopefully a helping assistant to all three teams.
Last question for you. Obviously, it sounds like a tremendous amount of work over several years went into just getting this thing off the ground the first time. But do you see a future in which the World Champions Cup travels around to Europe and to an international venue and kind of have a three-site rotation? Or do you kind of expect to see this in one location?
We've already had those discussions. We haven't even had our first tournament yet, but we've already had discussions about that. Our goal right now is to firmly plant this World Champions Cup flag into the ground and establish this as a team competition that is here to stay. And the Concession is a fantastic host. So yeah. I think once we're completed, once the tournament is over, the year is over, we'll be starting looking at next year, 2024. We will start looking at those plans and those opportunities, but But yes, we've already had those conversations.
Well, Peter, thank you for taking the time to talk to me. I appreciate it. Congrats on everything World Champions Cup, and I'm looking forward to seeing it come December.
You got it, Ryan. Thank you.
Thanks so much to Peter for joining me. I appreciate it. It sounds like the event is going to be really enjoyable. It'll be a little bit of a different spin on some things that we've seen from other team competitions of relevance, and hopefully it all kind of comes together in a beautiful way in December.